Captain Mark Thomas stared at my desk for the longest time, looking for all the world like I'd just asked him to make some critical call in battle. Eyes wide, teeth digging into his lower lip, deep crevices across his forehead. In his lap, he held his ball cap, the one embroidered with USS Fort Stevens, and he idly thumbed the bill. Hands folded in my lap, I watched him across my cramped office for a moment. Finally, I said, "You don't have to decide today." He exhaled, rubbing his hand over his face. "I know, and I don't know why I'm stressing so hard about it." I smiled. "Weddings are stressful." "Yeah, but, I mean," he laughed softly, "we're already engaged. We're doing this. It should be downhill from here, right?" "In theory." Which was why we'd been sitting here for an hour, sweat beading on his forehead as we went over options for his upcoming wedding. I nudged the thick folder toward him. "Take this home and talk it over with Diego. When you've reached a consensus, let me know." Mark let out another long breath and nodded as he picked up the folder. "I will. And I should..." He looked at his watch and swore, then cringed. "Sorry." I chuckled. "I see sailors all day long. It'll take more than some cursing to bother me." "Well, yeah, but I probably shouldn't, you know." He gestured at the pale gray bulkhead separating us from the ship chapel's sanctuary. "Here." "I won't tell if you won't." That got a laugh out of him, which seemed to loosen some of the tension in his shoulders. He pushed himself up out of the chair, tucked the folder under his arm, and reached across the desk. "Thanks for all this, Padre." I rose too and shook his hand. "Don't mention it. That's why I'm here." We exchanged smiles, and Mark left. Watching him go, I was still smiling. His wedding was coming up soon, and he was all nerves, stressing about every detail, worried sick things wouldn't go the way we'd planned. His fiancée was as laid back as could be about the whole thing, so hopefully Diego could talk Mark down this evening. He was good at that. I sat again and leaned back in my chair, staring at the one the ship's XO had just vacated. Mark had been in here a lot, especially while we'd been deployed a few months ago, first tying himself in knots over the idea of, well, tying the knot, then needing reassurance before popping the question, which was probably why Diego had beaten him to it. More recently, wringing his hands over the actual wedding. We'd done some counseling sessions too, and I had no doubt he was genuinely ready and eager to marry Diego. Their relationship was solid, and whenever they'd been in here together, it was obvious they were deeply in love and fully committed to each other. All it took was a shared glance between them. Their devotion was visible to the naked eye. Mark was just worried about logistics, which I gently suggested was him projecting his nerves about marriage. After his first marriage had failed so spectacularly, he was, and last week had finally admitted he was, scared to death he'd find a way to torpedo this one. Shaking my head, I chuckled in the stillness. I didn't imagine he and Diego had much to worry about in that department. They were both more than willing to put in the work to keep their relationship on the rails, and... Beyond the tiny room separating my office from the chapel, boots clomped on the deck, coming into the sanctuary from the passageway. I got up, straightened my green digicam blouse, and headed out to see if the new arrival needed anything. It might have been someone coming in to pray or just have a little quiet time alone. Might have even been Father Jacobs back early from his meeting, or someone looking for me or him. I stepped out into the sanctuary. The new arrival wasn't Father Jacobs. The man was wearing gray coveralls, the kind a lot of the civilian contractors wore, and had a black backpack slung over his shoulder. I didn't think I'd seen him before, but that was hardly unusual on a ship with over 1,000 people plus contractors. "Can I help you?" He jumped when I spoke, then turned around. And it was my turn to jump. Whoa, those eyes.